It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
All right, welcome back to KSL's Unrivaled. Scott Mitchell, Alex Carey, Nate Dowdle, who sent Alex a text, sent another text. Nate is our boss, by the way, and he's a good boss. We love Nate, but
we haven't seen him for months, but no, we love him.
we almost forgot his name. It's like, Nate, who's that? I know that name sounds familiar. No, so Nate's a huge Utah fan, right? Like, he's one of, you know, he's a passionate Utah fan. And he just sent another text that said, look, you know how I feel about BYU, but this is ridiculous. And it really is. It's like, and what makes it ridiculous? It's not that BYU, I think if Cincinnati isn't there, like you said, Alex, it's that Cincinnati has so much respect.
Yeah.
And BYU doesn't.
And it's a couple of two-loss teams in front of them. It's the quality of, like, people in front of them, too. And it's really asking them to go back and adjust their strength of schedule on something that they had no control over. Yeah. Their schedule got blown up by the Pac-12, essentially. I mean, and the Big Ten, right? They had a couple of games in there. And so someone goes, yeah, but look how terrible their schedule is. Just playing a bunch of cupcakes.
But,
and I'm going,
but look how they
those are the only games.
Teams.
Yes, and those are the only games that were available, by the way. Pac-12, thank you. And so when you roll that out as your criticism, here are the real problems with BYU being ranked 14th in this college football playoff ranking. The ability to be able to move up, like you needed to start at an 11 or a 10 to be able to get inside maybe that 10 at some point. But now you've got only one more game on the schedule. You've got only one chance to make that yourself your case made. And guess what? It's on the 12th of December. So you're going to have a couple more of these rankings roll out next week, the week after, and then they're going to have to play a game after that to try to impress the powers that be, who obviously are not impressed by BYU's strength of schedule. I don't know why Cincinnati has become such a darling. This year, Cincinnati has never been one of those that is getting the respect that they're getting now. So
can I talk about someone's schedule here, Alex?
This
infuriates me. Okay, it really does. This team is Alabama, okay, and Alabama played Missouri, who garbage, and they won 38-10. They played Texas A&M. They beat 52-24.
Who's the number 5 team, by the way?
Right. They beat Mississippi State. Oh, I'm sorry, Mississippi.
Right.
Who's not any good.
But Mississippi State put 800 yards on them that game.
Right. They played Georgia, who's lost twice. Okay, not very good. They played Tennessee, who not very good.
But again, Scott, this is the SEC, and so we give them a pass.
But I don't care.
It's the SEC.
This is my whole point, Alex. Is I'm really tired. I'm just so tired of the arrogance. And look, I know the SEC puts guys in the pros. I get all of that. And quite frankly, a lot of these teams that put guys in the pros from the SEC, these really good teams, they're not good pros. They were good athletes. They were just better than everyone. But they don't end up being great pro football players. So it doesn't mean anything to me.
Well, here's the deal. Here's what Kalani Sitake also said on ESPN. Because now you're putting, if you're BYU, you got to start putting up billboards in SEC country, in Pac-12 country, anywhere. Because, and again, the Washington thing, he'll explain a little bit as well. But this is what Kalani said about playing opponents on the rest of their schedule here, as they only have the 12th of December against San Diego State on there.
And to be honest with you, we have 2 weeks left that are open, December 5th and December 19th, that we're willing to play football. And, you know, if there's anybody that are actually have an availability to play those games, we would love to do it.
Isn't that amazing that in 2020 you're going and the college football playoff rankings come out and they go, hey, man, put us on your schedule. Get us – work us in. The problem is that people are now going to be afraid to play BYU too because they know BYU's got a chip on their shoulder. They know that BYU's better than 14, and they know and so they don't see something that is viable for them to be able to play. If you can add a couple more teams onto these schedules, if you can get Cincinnati on the 5th of December, which has an open date on that week, if you can get on the 19th maybe a Marshall or somebody who has a small number next to their name, and they could make that difference for BYU. Because if it's the strength of schedule they're talking about, it's really hard to get that strength of schedule worked out if you're not going to have – because BYU, any Pac-12 team that comes up and approaches them, the same thing is going to happen with Washington as it happened with that team that comes to them as well. It's about the timeline. It's about where it is. Here's what he said about the Washington game and whether or not they're trying to avoid the Huskies.
I don't know all the details. You probably have to talk to Tom and talk to them, but – I don't know where this narrative started that we were hiding or waiting. I just want to crush that right away because we practice. We're ready to play them. You know, we're looking forward to the game and really confident in it.
So it's on the schedule. They were like, we're willing to play that game. We're willing to figure that game out. The problem is exactly what's happening right now. The Utah and Washington details are probably being ironed out right now, I would imagine, to play that game this weekend.
Well, Coach Whittingham said that I mean, he addressed the Washington situation. He said, "Look, our game is canceled with Arizona. You know, we're practicing. We've actually worked some on the on Washington. The game will be, if we play Washington, the game's going to be on Saturday. So there Utah's preparing for Washington. That's going to happen. Look, the game it's just silly the whole discussion because the Pac-12 they've set a parameter that's virtually impossible for someone to schedule a game. It just is. And so really all the Pac-12's was doing was lip service, which they always do. Pac-12 doesn't want to play football. They really don't. They just want it to kind of, we're going to make appearances. We're going to look like we really want to do this, but we really don't. I mean, they have shut down. I mean, Utah has had three of its four football games shut down. And you're just going to continue to see this throughout the season. And I'm not saying it's wrong. You know, and I'm not saying it's right either. I'm just saying it is what it is, because I don't know what this virus is, and I don't think anyone knows. And you know, clearly there's an uptick in everything that's going on. But the whole banter about Washington and BYU is just—it's nonsense. It's just—it's silly talk. It's stupid. It's meaningless.
Here's what else Kalani had to say. He addressed local media afterward also about the same topic of that where they are in the rankings. They must be just massively deflated too, seeing that they were at 14. And that Cincinnati was up at 7, but here's what Kalani said about his guys.
I mean, my phone's blowing up ever since. I just love them, so I'm going to fight for them. You know what I mean? And I want to make sure that everybody that they're represented well. And I think that got through in the show.
I hope that that's the case. I hope people do go. Look, I hope the Cincinnati's and the Marshalls of the world go. This is a year where we can get somewhere. We can get a little bit further. If we do put some higher-ranked teams on the schedule, we have the ability. No other year are you able to say,
so here's the
let's custom make a schedule right now.
Here's the problem right now. So BYU doesn't have a voice, and a lot of people are speaking out, and rightfully so. I mean, you know, it's a shock where they are. I mean, even if they're at 10 or 11 or somewhere there, you know, 9, they really should be somewhere in the top 10 in the country. But here's the challenge. BYU's not going to play till the middle of December. They're going to have another college ranking that's going to come back next week. BYU's going to do nothing. Now, what will happen is the cannibalism, because some of these teams are going to play each other, and that's going to continue to happen. And you see that. You see that all the time.
Right.
Notre Dame, you know, they're going to play. You're going to have the only team is Texas A&M, really. I mean, and Cincinnati. I mean, those, you know, but the rest of these teams are going to fight each other. But BYU has got to schedule games. They just have to. Otherwise, they're going to have next week and the next week, and they're just going to become irrelevant. And that's just how this thing moves. It's just so quickly and so fickle, and it changes so fast. And if you don't stay up with it and if you don't make yourself relevant, you're gone. You're irrelevant. And so it's really, really important to BYU just something.
It's a real shame considering how much effort BYU's put in and how much college football has benefited from BYU staying nimble and playing at the beginning of the year when no one else did.
You wonder if this is about 1984.
I wondered the same thing. I wasn't going to bring it up. I was going to let you do it. And all the texters. All right, we'll take the break here. When we come back, Bill Riley, voice of the Utes, is going to join us. Cam Rising's situation, of course, being out for the season, and what this weekend looks like with ASU canceled and the possibility of Washington being added as well. We'll ask Bill where they're at in some of those negotiations as well. Stay right here with us. More to go on KSL's Unrivaled on KSL News Radio.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope in Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.